Hello and welcome to the Friday, July 13th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Sands Fire in Washington, D.C. Robin Richard posted a summary of their Sands Fire talks as entries on the ISC website. Rob talked about hacking cars, in particular via the onboard diagnostic bus standard found actually in all modern cars. This bus provides not only read access to various sensors, but can also be used to change settings. Rob wrote a couple of simple tools to help investigate this particular bus type, including sniffing data from the bus for further analysis, some dashboards and the like. He also demoed some commercial software that is commonly used to collect data from the bus. Richard talked about setting up a sensor for a home network for logging and malware collection using some pretty basic cheap hardware and doing it pretty simply. Now, the slides for these talks will be made available via our new event page. There is a link to it now from today's diaries. Richard also promised to make available a recording of his talk. These talks were not recorded, but Richard will record it later offline. Now, there was also a Sands 360. That's a collection of 6 minutes or 360-second lightning talks, and we had 10 of them presented in a row yesterday. These are available with audio and video at the Sands webcast archive. Symantec published an update to its virus definition file late on Wednesday that apparently impacted a large number of systems and prevented them from rebooting or blue screened them. A thread in Symantec's support forum lists various reports from users, some with hundreds and thousands of systems who observed these blue screens. The blue screens appear to be triggered by the July 11th revision. Revision 18 update. Symantec has now resolved the issue, but it may be a little bit tricky to recover systems that are already kind of caught in the blue screen loop. I will post a link to the Symantec forum thread in the show notes in case you're affected and need more help. It's not that straightforward, and it's hard to describe the exact sequence of commands they need to execute in order to recover these systems. Essentially, you need to turn off the Symantec antivirus, then reboot, then update, and then hope that you get the new update. Well, and then password leaks start heating up again. Yesterday I mentioned how Formspring lost 400,000 passwords. Today Yahoo announced that it lost about 450,000 passwords from a voice service site that it acquired about 2 years ago. The site was breached via SQL injection and the passwords in the clear were leaked. One of the problems I think this kind of demonstrates is mergers and acquisition, where you buy large amounts of software from a company that you may not have influenced in how it was coded. But well, Yahoo isn't alone, and it's actually not the biggest one we have today. The Android forum website was breached, and given that it has about 1 million users registered, we can assume that those 1 million passwords leaked, and they have also been posted online. I just want to reiterate that from a user's point of view, this is somewhat about password strength, but it's really more about setting up different passwords for different sites. Probably the only way you can actually accomplish that is by using some kind of password storage software. Photo sharing site Instagram posted an advisory stating that it patched an authentication bypass vulnerability that would allow people to see your photos that you intended to only share with followers and friends. According to Instagram, there is no evidence that the bug was actively exploited, and it's kind of nice, in my opinion, that Instagram still acknowledges the bug instead of just silently patching it. And if you are running Parallels Blesk to manage your servers, you should urgently update and check the latest version. Prior versions are susceptible to a vulnerability that is actually actively exploited. So you really, really need to update this quickly, and then also check on some of the reports how people were breached using that vulnerability to figure out if you already fell victim to this vulnerability. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.